What's up, everybody? Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Disney's upcoming streaming platform, and we're going to talk about what we want to see from it. And this is the kind of thing of, there's been a lot of stuff building up to it. We're hearing about lots of movies and different TV shows being created for it. But just kind of wanted to share, like, you know, what I'm hoping to see from it. So first off, James, what are you hoping to see from this Disney streaming service?
I guess really the main thing, and this might be kind of talking around the question, is an affordable price, a reasonable price on the service. I don't think they've announced it yet.
No, it's supposed to be cheaper than Netflix. That's the thing.
Which I think is great. That's where it needs to be, because you've got a much smaller content pool than you have on Netflix. But the other thing I would like on it is some more of the nostalgia. I know it's very important for them to have new content, the new Star Wars shows, the new Marvel Rising show, a couple of the new, maybe Unbeatable Squirrel Girl and the new Warriors, where we don't know where that's going to be at yet. But I really think that, well, those are the ones that hook people in to the new service. They really need to have some of those old cartoons, old movies that, they don't make sense to release on DVD because not enough people are going to buy them.
Yeah.
But putting them on a streaming platform like this is a perfect release point for that. And that, not just, the movies. So like Black Cauldron, probably not a great movie to throw like a 4K disc at, because not many people are going to buy it. But it'd be great on the streaming platform. Putting the 90s Disney afternoon cartoons, Darkwing Duck, the original DuckTales, etc. on there. Those are the kind of things I'd like to see. Because, I want the new content, obviously. But I want, there to be that history there as well. The stuff that you normally don't see.
Well, see, this is the thing. Because I'm coming in a slightly different angle. Because I've already got Disney Life. So that's the UK streaming platform, which I think is, to me, what I'm calling as Disney streaming service beta. This is what they are using as, I think they were using it as a little bit of a test. They launched it at $10.99, included apps, they included games, they included stuff. It didn't work. They reduced it down to $4.99. They took out all the games. They streamed it down a bit. Still have music and stuff, but primarily it's $4.99, perfect price. It's cheap enough that's, if it's under a fiver kind of thing, it's like, you're not talking stupid money. And it's like, oh, I'll get it for the kids and all the rest of it. So on there, you've got all the classic movies. You've got lots of television specials. You've got lots of cartoons. And you've got, and to be honest, and you've got all the Pixar movies. That kind of is what I would call the core basics of what we've got on Disney Life already, is the start of it. Because it has all of the classic stuff on, which is what people are going to want. As much as, in some ways, I think they might need to stagger out like the old content, maybe have, we're going to be putting this movie on, and or this Monday we're going to put this one on. I think they need to come out with all of the classics, all of the Pixars straight off the bat on there to get people to subscribe. They're going to need a big way to get people subscribe, and I think like the classics and that vault is going to be on there. But a lot of those like old like TV movies from like the 70s and the 60s and 80s that we grew up on, maybe you can stagger them out a little bit more. But the one thing that's missing for me with the Disney Life was the Nuna. And everything on Disney Life is, they do get updates every couple of weeks, but usually it's never in line with what was on the Disney Channel. If a new show was coming on the Disney Channel, you could stream it, but they would never put it on there the same day. Like The Resistance last night, that was on the Disney Channel as a time of recording this. That probably won't turn up on the streaming channel, on the streaming one, for maybe months. So for me, it's more about like, I want that on there. They should have been available at 9 o'clock. They just put them on there and put them available. And that's what I'm hoping that we're going to start seeing, is the being more in line with the new things, but still having that massive back catalog. I'll be honest, we don't have Hulu over here, and I can see why they're going to have this like triple pronged approach of having ESPN Plus, Hulu for all the adult and ABC Fox stuff. And then you've got the Disney stuff there. So I can see how they're going to approach that. So it'd be nice to have it all in maybe in one app, and then you can access it all if you've got different tiered subscriptions, rather than three separate apps. That would be quite nice to have that all in there. I don't know if they're necessarily going to go down that route, but I think it'd be nice to have that kind of option of maybe on the front loading screen, you can go into each one, and therefore they only have the just simplify it a little bit, make it nice and easy rather than having separate apps. But, you know, that would be good for me. Is this, I think because I've already had the vault, I'm not really looking towards that as, that's just kind of like a basics. That's what we've got already. And that's great. But if obviously for you guys, you've not had that aspect to it, you know, you've had, I mean, they took all the stuff off Netflix here years ago when they launched Disney Life, and they've slowly been, because they knew what they're doing. I mean, Disney Life is the early stage for it.
Yeah, I mean, they're not stupid, and Netflix isn't stupid either. That's why they haven't been promoting the Marvel shows nearly as much on Netflix, because they know Disney's going to pull them and put them on this other platform. And yeah, I agree with you. They need to have both a very quick release window for their new shows to come out on television. So not just, you know, Star Wars Resistance or DuckTales, but also the little kid shows, because obviously parents want to have those shows to keep their very young kids occupied with. So they need to get those in. They need to have the back catalog, and I'm fine with them staggering it. And some pieces of the back catalog probably just should remain hidden forever, but so they need to lose a little bit of temperance in there. But yeah, I mean, ideally we get all of it eventually.
I was going to say there is that thing of they'll, you know, they need to have a big enough catalog, because I think they're talking about, you know, 500 movies and thousands and thousands of episodes. They can't give that to you all on day one, because they need to stagger out to make people keep subscribing. But they also have to have enough to make people go, okay, it's worth it to begin with. So that's always the tricky thing. I think I am hoping that, and as this becomes more of their main product, that the streaming platform is viewed on par with the Disney Channel. You know, it is like, we are releasing, you know, they put it on like the Disney Go app, but it's always been a bit like the odd little stepsister over here. And I'm hoping now that that will kind of slide into it. And because ultimately Disney Life will become the new streaming service, because that makes more sense. It also makes sense why, in all honesty, Disney Life's content slowed down, and also no more development. You know, they rarely tweet, they rarely update. They've not released new versions of the app on any devices. You know, you can't even watch it on Xbox or PlayStation, or they didn't push it out to any television show. It felt a little bit like, okay, we've got it out there so far, we've got our subscribers, but there's other things coming down the line, so we're not going to waste any more money updating it. So that's my big key thing. Get Disney, like the new Disney streaming platform, they need that app on every single device possible, because it's the one annoyance with my Disney Life. I have to climb around the back, get my Fire Stick and plug it in, because it's not on my television, it's not on my PlayStation, it's not on my Xbox. They've made it really, if I want to watch it on my iPad or my Android, it's fine. But I'm really hoping that this new app, they will make the app available on every device, because that's one of the most annoying things about Disney Life, is it's not on that.
I assume that's simply because it's in beta. They're going to want to put it on everything. Disney's not dumb. They want as many people to have access to it. And it would be really silly for them to say, oh, we're going to cut off a quarter of our subscriber base because we don't want to support Google Play. That just doesn't make sense. So
no, it's just, even like now, you look on the Twitter for Disney Life, and it'll be like, oh, we're not planning an Xbox and a PC or a PlayStation and an Xbox app. Well, we know why, because you're developing your other app, and this Disney Life is essentially going to be replaced, so you're not spending any more money on it. But that's, having had that frustration of this app, of this streaming service, that's one of my pet peeves about it. And the fact that the discount, because they give you a 10% discount as well off of Disney Store. There's just like a special code you can go in. And I think that would be a nice little side thing for people to have that as a nice little add-on to the Shop Disney. That's always a good thing that I'm hoping does come, that also gets moved along, as long as those codes work, because more often than not, they don't seem to work very well. But another thing as well is, you know, we've talked about, like, in the past about National Geographic content coming onto Disney streaming. I like them to see a little bit more maybe park stuff. Maybe, you know, I know it could be seen as a little bit of an infomercial, but let them do some deep dives into the parks in for planning and let, you know, maybe go down that line and maybe not just the really bad infomercials that just look dreadful, but you know, there could be something to have a proper like travel thing about doing it in detail. Right. But then all they'll do is super sugarcoat it. Like you get on, I think, remember there's something on a, like you get on a Blu-ray or something like that, where they're so super fuzzy and so positive that it's completely useless.
Now Disney should not make their own travel videos. I mean, they should for propaganda, but if I was ever going to, you know, tell somebody, watch this video to get an idea of what being at Disney World is like, I would never go to one that was branded by Disney. That you're not going to get anywhere near an accurate representation. So, but they should include those, because that's marketing. That's you. Don't you wish you could be here right now? I know I've watched some videos that they produced for the cruises. I haven't been on a cruise.
Yeah.
I would like to at some point, but they don't have the ones that I want at the moment. But I've seen some of the videos, and they make it look fantastic. They're actually pretty good at the propaganda thing and at not being obvious about how sugar-coated it is.
Yeah. I think because I like, you know, I used to watch a lot of stuff on the Travel Channel, and the BBC do a lot of documentary stuff kind of things. And you know, the amount of times you see something about a Disney, I mean, you know, sat there and they were doing this, oh, we're going to do this thing about Disney. And they kind of they tried to gloss over Disney World in like 3 minutes. And, you know, he walks past, past Everest, and suddenly slides past. And now suddenly he's in Magic Kingdom and carrying on as if nothing has happened. And you're going, no, this isn't right. So it would be nice for them to do it, but I don't think they can do it properly, because I think their attitude towards self-promotion is, they wouldn't ever let anything be realistic. It would be too. So I can. It just, on one hand, I'd love to see it done properly. You know, get some Disney vloggers. You know, get something kind of done and show you that side of things. But they would be so controlled. It would be like you say. It would become too fake and too sugar coated, and then no one would buy it.
I mean, it's Disney. Disney are the kings of brand control. They know exactly how to present the Magic Kingdom. They know exactly how to present Disneyland. They are the best in the business at projecting this. Everything is perfect. Everything is happy. Come to Disney. Awesome. Nope, that's the wrong company. Disney World is the happiest place on earth. You know,
And they never show you a queue.
Yeah, Disney. I will take any. Royalty money, you can send it. I'll get my address. It's fine. But yeah, they're masters at projecting that. And heck, even within the parks, if something negative happens, you know, they are on it immediately. The bad things don't happen at the parks.
No,
they do, but you don't know about it because they're very good at covering it up. So
no. It's that kind of thing. I think of, you know, they've got this platform to it makes sense for them to use it a little bit more like that. But yeah, like you say, it's very tricky of how far they can go it. But I also like to see them kind of putting on, you know, anything that kind of is family friendly needs to go on here rather than Hulu. I think they need to bulk this Disney streaming platform out with as much as possible, you know, make it almost like, you know, daily updates, at least something new on daily, to get people onto it, rather than, you know, stretching it out too much. Because, and I'll be honest, I actually don't think it's like doing seasons and, you know, daily. It's like the Star Wars series. I personally would prefer them just to drop an episode a week rather than going with the tradition. I think I know some people don't like that system, but, you know, you drop 10 episodes of Star Wars weekly. Don't drop it all on one day, because instantly you've got a one weekend, everyone's talking about it, and then suddenly, you know, you've seen 7 episodes, I've only watched 2, but I've just been spoiled on episode 8 on some. And that the weekly system allows everyone to keep on check, keeps that momentum building, keeps that talk going. And yeah, maybe drop 2 episodes on the first day or something, but I'm hoping they stretch it out a little bit. Maybe don't get, you know, it's like Daredevil season 3, or, you know, when they drop that and suddenly, you know, everyone's all over the place. And then suddenly I'm a bit overwhelmed. I've got 13 episodes to watch. And then it can take me 6 months to watch it because I'm like, oh, it's just too many. You know, like what's happened with Iron Fist season two. I've not even started it because they're dropping way too many episodes at once. And then you just go, I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah, and it's important for Disney, especially when releasing, say, back catalog items, not even the new stuff. Don't release it all at once. You know, let's use the Disney Afternoon as an example. Rather than dropping the entire DuckTales series all at once, do it in chunks. You know, do it. Heck, you could even do it the old-fashioned way. You could do it every weekday around the time the kids get home. One episode, boom, 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 boom. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, but it's one way you could do it.
Well, even just a season at a time. You know, give you a season, wait a few weeks, give you another season. I think they've just got to. There's that kind of. The trouble is with this kind of streaming consumption is that everyone wants the whole pie at once, and sometimes that's not. It's like one thing of like uploading 150 episodes of DuckTales on day one, or you know, on a sudden day. Well, no one's going to be able to consume that. But if you stretch it out a little bit, keep it going and stuff, it should be a little bit more interesting. But that's just kind of, I mean, you know, maybe it's just the old man in me that's used to that kind of style of being drip-fed content. But I've found binge-watching, I don't sit there and binge-watch 10 episodes of a season over a weekend. I don't have the time for that. And, you know, suddenly then you're all on different pages and different things, whereas, you know, you have... You know, especially like here, you know, recently we had the TV series The Bodyguard. Everyone's locked into it for a weekly thing and everyone's talking about it. And that was building as it was going along. Netflix, you know, this dumping the whole season at once, you don't get that. You know,
well, I mean, you do and you don't. You got to remember that there are a lot of different ways to view things. So you and I, we don't tend to binge. But we are definitely not representative of the majority of the movie watching public or the Netflix watching public. And Disney knows that. They know what the metrics are. They know who's watching and what the better way to release things are for maximum buzz or for maximum penetration into, you know, our subconscious or whatever. So it might not be ideal for us, but there are plenty of TV viewers or Netflix viewers who prefer the binge system, and ideally they'll do both. Some series will just be drop everything all at once. Daredevil season 3, drop everything all at once. Maybe Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, they do it once a week. I think they'll try different ones, and they'll see what works better.
But also, I mean, as well, if they're kind of linked up with like ABC and Disney Channel, they might have that more thing of like, okay, it was going out on Disney Channel this week, so we put it out there this week, and then that forces them to stay on that line. And maybe the exclusive products, they can drop them. I also think as well, because the back catalog is just going to keep building, because obviously things aren't going to hopefully not going to expire. So yeah, if you decide, I would like to get into Daredevil, and suddenly go, oh, there's three seasons of it, and they're all available, then you can go, oh, I can start at number one and go all the way through. I've done that on so many seasons on Netflix where we've gone back on things where we've gone back and watched the series because they are all available from season one. And, yeah, you might be years behind, but you can go, okay, I can actually start at the start and move on. You know, we did that with The Strain where, you know, it was season 4. But we and our friends were talking about it, but we were able to go back and start at number one. Yeah, we binged it for months going through it. But then we did it like with Game of Thrones, where we were able to go back, start at season one. We didn't like it at the end of season one, and we stopped. Or Breaking Bad and other shows like that. There's that thing of binge watching, but if you've got all of the old seasons there to binge watch, that allows you to catch up. It's so much less intimidating when you can go on there and go on to Suits and go, okay, it's season 7. Oh, you've got all 7 seasons ready, so I can go back to number one and see if I like it. That's where the binge watching to me has been really helpful, of having the back catalog available instantly.
Yeah, convenience trumps everything. You know, having those available is better than pretty much any alternative. It's better than a pay-per-view style. It's better than go out and buy the Blu-rays or the DVDs or go on to Amazon and buy them there. Just having them at your fingertips as something that you're already paying for. Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be Disney's strongest thing. And the new shows, Daredevil, New Warriors, Cloak and Dagger, they're the ones that generate buzz, but it's the other shows. It's the back catalog that keeps subscribers.
Yeah.
And you need both.
They need all of it. So it's going to be interesting what they do. But I'd love to know what you guys are looking forward to. Hopefully we'll find out some information. It's supposed to be launching kind of late 2019. And obviously by then as well, the Fox deal will have gone through. So that will give them an even larger quantity. Though I'm expecting a lot of that to be shifted over to the Hulu service, and depending on what happens there. But we'd love to know what you guys are looking forward to seeing from the new upcoming Disney streaming service. We'd love to know your thoughts and what you're looking forward to. You can get in touch with us on social media as well. You can also follow us there. You can find us on all the different platforms. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.